We think this kind of information would be helpful to a viewer, although not for the same reason Camus did. Such information would not give an estimate of the truth probability of stories, but it would suggest possible patterns of influence reflected in the news. After all, what is important to a person whose boss owns several oil companies might not be important to a person who doesn't even have a boss, who is unemployed. Similarly, what a reporter who does not know the language of the people he or she reports on could see and understand will probably be different from the perceptions of another reporter who knows the language well. What we are saying is that to answer the question, what is news, a viewer must know something about the political beliefs and economic situation of those who provide the news. The viewer is then in a position to know why certain events are considered important by those in charge of television news and may compare those judgments with his or her own. But here's another problem. As we have implied, even oil magnates and poorly prepared journalists do not consult, exclusively, their own interests in selecting the truths they will tell. Since they want people to watch their shows, they also try to determine what audiences think is important and interesting. There is, in fact, a point of view that argues against journalists imposing their own sense of significance on an audience. In this view, television news should consist only of those events that would interest the audience. The journalists must keep their own opinions to themselves. The response to this is that many viewers depend on journalists to advise them of what is important. Besides, even if journalists were mere followers of public interest, not all members of the audience agree on what they wish to know. For example, we do not happen to think that Liz Taylor's adventure in marriage were or are of any importance whatsoever to anyone but her and Michael Wilding, Nikki Hilton, Mike Todd, Eddie Fisher, Richard Burton, John Warner, Larry Fortinsky, and of course, Debbie Reynolds, and Sybil Burton. Obviously, most people don't agree, which is why an announcement of her intention to marry again is featured on every television news show. What's our point? A viewer must not only know what he or she thinks is significant, but what others believe is significant as well.